Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. So that was exciting. We will have to wait and see what the damage was and where it was and what it was and all that kind of stuff. Dave will be with us throughout the evening if needed, but it doesn't sound like it's going to get any worse. Right, Dave?
Right. Yeah. I think the threat of severe weather is completely over. Things are relatively quiet the rest of the afternoon. With that said, there's still some heavy downpours of rain in portions of St. Louis County and northern St. Louis City. Take it from about Glasgow Village through Jennings, Pagedale, University City, Clayton, Richmond Heights, Maplewood, Kirkwood, Webster Groves. You're pretty close to that, down to Sunset Hills and down to about Fenton. That is kind of bowing up to the north and to the northeast. A lot of lightning, a lot of heavy downpours of rain, but not seeing any rotation, not seeing anything severe at all. But that's what we're going to continue to see at least over the next several hours, is periods of rain and some thunderstorms. But again, let's keep them non-severe at this stage of the game. Not a lot of action on Thursday. Still a chance of some spot showers and thunderstorms, but very limited. A lot of dry time Thursday. Same story on Thursday night. Friday, though, another uptick in the action with periods of rain and thunderstorms. Some could be severe, especially St. Louis South on Friday. And the weekend, there's going to be a couple of showers around over the weekend, but a lot of dry time, both Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, about 80 and 86 degrees for the high on Sunday. So a little bit warmer once we get this stuff through.
Dave, we have a 6:45 p.m. game tonight. What do you think?
I think they'll get it in.
Okay.
You know, it will take some, you know, obviously the tarps on the field for protection purposes, it's going to take a little time to get things going, but there could be a delay at the beginning, but I think they'll get the game in.
Okay. Excellent. Headlines, Rach?
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. The Social Security Administration is experiencing a surge in online retirement claims, with over 4 million expected in 2025. That's a 15% increase from the previous year. So retirees are opting to claim benefits earlier than full retirement age, potentially reducing their long-term income. But just thought that was an interesting trend to see it jump 15% in 2025.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a very sad and scary story. An intruder was found at Mar-a-Lago. He said he wanted to marry Trump's granddaughter, Kai Trump, and spread the gospel. Sounds like a very mentally unstable person. The individual scaled a perimeter fence and ended up triggering alarms and was detained by the Secret Service without incident at the scene. None of the protectees, like the president, were present at the club at the time of the alleged break-in. But
a
lot of crazy people out
there.
You just
hope they don't become fixated on you.
Speaking of President Trump, he is poised to extend the TikTok ban deadline for the third time as the U.S. meets with China for trade talks. The current extension is set to expire on June 19th, but the Chinese are using the ban as leverage in trade negotiations, with Trump potentially allowing TikTok to disappear from app stores if it ends up benefiting him and the U.S. strategically.
Yeah, I would think that we would have more leverage than China. I mean, if Trump lets it, you know, go away, which is what Congress said it was supposed to do, which still I'm confused about, because national security, to my way of thinking, it's always been the Trump card, no pun. Like, whatever it is, whether it's you on a plane or whatever it is, if it's national security, that takes precedent. And Congress thought that there is enough of a national security risk to get rid of TikTok. So why we're not, I don't know. I don't want them to. I'm on TikTok. I like it. But
I'm kind of in the same boat, but it's a law.
Yeah.
How does one person just have the ability to say, nope?
I think you can get away with it with when so many people in the country don't want to see the app go away.
Very few people fighting.
It really just comes down to the court of public opinion, and public opinion said, please don't get rid of TikTok.
Yeah, but I would like some people that are in Congress to be like, listen, we get to legislate. You don't. You got to follow the law.
The thing is, a lot of the people...
challenge the law, right? You can challenge the law.
A lot of the people who were crying for the TikTok ban are Trump people who are saying, you know, Republicans who are saying the Chinese are controlling our brains through TikTok, whatever. And so as soon as he's like, yeah, but I like watching TikTok, I mean, they're just going to fall right in line behind whatever he says.
Yeah.
They're not going to fight him for it.
We're starting to see a little bit of cracking in the Republican Party with this big, beautiful bill. The CBO, as Wheeler was pointing it out a couple of hours ago, is supposed to be, my way of thinking, the gold standard, that it's not partisan, and it's going to tell you this. Here's the way this is going to fall out financially.
Here's how the math works.
They say it's going to add $2.4 trillion. And can we just stop for a second? Trillion. I mean, I remember when we went to billions, and everyone was like, billions with a B. And now it's trillions, and it seems to, we're just kind of saying it. Like, yeah, trillions. I mean, can you really even imagine trillions? A trillion is 1,000 billion, correct? So $2,500 billion added to the deficit. I just saw that the CBO also said that this will render 11 million more Americans uninsured through this.
By 2035,
By 2035. Yeah. So a lot of things, and like Marjorie Taylor Greene, God love her, at least she was honest. She said, I voted for the bill based on Donald Trump asking me to, but I didn't read it because we just don't get it in time to read. So these people are voting on things that they're not even reading. Nancy Pelosi famously said, we got to pass it so we can read it. So it's both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
And then she came out and said, now that I've read some of it, I'm against it.
I mean, why are we doing it this way then? Why are we not reading it, then voting on it? These people have staffs, right? They don't. It's not like MTG or Nancy Pelosi. They're not reading it.
No.
They have staffers who understand law, who are the ones that help write bills. Why do we have to sign things or vote on things before anybody reads them? And that's insane.
Yeah.
Because they were asked to. I mean, they're being pressured to
and
vote.
And again,
and that's what's important.
It makes
it's
no
just getting it passed.
But it makes no sense. It makes no sense to tell a senator, you need to vote on this before you know everything that's in there, because there can be these little poison pills baked in there, as we find out now, right?
Yes.
These were all supposed to be a big, beautiful bill. But
I'm
then
sure
when
there's tons of stuff in there that Trump doesn't know about.
I'm sure, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's been true for Biden and every other president.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that the former White House spokesperson is coming out with a book? Jean-Pierre, she is now an independent. She's left the Democrat Party. And she says that this is a book about, I forget exactly how she phrased it, but basically the darkness of a White House falling apart.
Yeah.
So but then also, under the bus goes Joe.
But then also said that he was still fine.
That's a small tire to hit with the football.
Yeah. You know? That's almost a, well, I really wasn't lying to you kind of thing. I don't know. Does this whole thing feel like a publicity stunt?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, like I'm going to write a book. Well, guess what, guys?
Yeah.
You should read this, because now I'm independent Corinne. I'm not Democrat Corinne anymore.
Let's do one more story. A reporter faked an interview with Clint Eastwood. This happened at an Australian newspaper last week. Yeah, he quoted him saying all these things. And after it came out, the actor released a statement in which he said, "A couple of items about me have recently shown up in the news. I thought I would set the record straight. I can confirm I've turned 95 years old." But he couldn't confirm anything else. The journalist who wrote the article has now admitted she never actually interviewed Clint Eastwood.
Solid.
She claims the quotes in the articles were genuine. So she basically took the quotes from different film festival roundtables in which she said she spoke with him and asked him questions in that scenario. But she didn't sit down for an interview and basically concocted the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know you could do that.
Well, you really can't.
Didn't know you'd be anyone would be stupid enough to do that.
One
is
of those
maybe
things
what I
is not
said.
Like the other one.
Yep. All right. Good, good. All right, Dave. Thank you for being on, and thank you for the storm mode. We appreciate it.
I think he's gone.
Okay, he's gone. Good, good, good. All right.
I thought he was there, too. I'm like, man, Dave's being quiet
yeah,
today.
Yeah, he was really quiet. Yeah, he left it all out on the field today. He's
going to
go
hour.
Have a toddy. I don't know. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Well, we went through that together, didn't we?
We did.
Just goes to show you, though, not second-guessing Dave Murray. I'm sure he would agree with it, but you just never know.
No.
You just don't know when that's just going to pop up.
Crap can change.
I feel so bad for the folks who, you know, I was unscathed by the tornado a couple weeks ago, you know? There are so many people who have been affected. I was feeling so much anxiety during that whole process, just thinking, like, what is it really going to happen again? I can't imagine how people who actually, you know, lost their homes are feeling
Hits
today.
Hits them again. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For those of you who are headed to the game tonight, like I was, the game has been postponed. It will be played tomorrow at 12:45, followed by another game at what time, Wheels?
6:45. I'm sorry, 12:45, 6:45.
Okay,
so the second game will be what it was normally already planned to be, and then today's game will be the 12:45.
Gotcha. Okay. So it looks like we're going to the game tomorrow, boys.
All right. Hey, that's after playing some ball, too.
That's right. We're getting together tomorrow at...
You guys are going to get a workout.
The baseball workout place.
We're going to go to All-Star Performance, which is in Crestwood, which is where I've been coaching for 18 years.
Yeah.
My buddy Matt Whiteside owns the place, and he's like, yeah, you guys go in there.
Very cool.
He told me make sure that at least one of you gets hurt, then we'll be okay.
Yeah. When you say workout, do you mean like metaphorical?
No,
workout?
I mean, you guys want to... Listen, you're coming with me. You're getting coached.
It's... I used to hit balls a bunch, and it is a workout.
Yeah, we're not going to do that much because you'll be feeling
you'll
it.
Be sore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'll be a light workout tomorrow.
When's the last time you hit a baseball, Rach?
Honestly, probably 12 years ago. I went to the batting cages, and it was fun. You know, it was a good time. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to see how fast we throw.
How fast we throw.
I know how slow I throw. I can tell you. I can probably predict it when we get there.
You threw pretty fast when you threw out the first pitch.
I can. I mean, no, that was like 60%, 50-60%. If I throw too hard, it hurts. My arm's jacked up.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm not. I don't care to know how fast I throw. I think I can walk faster than I can throw, and I don't walk
very
fast.
No, you can throw faster. You can throw the speed limit.
Which is?
Depends on the neighborhood.
Yeah, right. Is it a school? Maybe it's a school zone.
I could maybe throw a school zone.
That'll be Andrew's nickname tomorrow.
It could be school zone. It'd be like the nicknames from the hiking, the Appalachian Trail.
That's my exit velocity on
Andrew,
my man.
You went 45 and a 30.
Yeah.
Exit velocity on that hit was almost 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, sure it's going to be. Yeah, I don't like the sound of calling a grown man school zone, though.
That's a physical impossibility.
Especially Andrew.
Yeah, let's call it a different
thing.
Yeah,
he's already been called Taliban for 10 years.
Let's call him speeding ticket or something.
We need to move him into some safer waters.
So now school zone, formerly known as Taliban.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just call him speed limit.
Perhaps you heard of his tenure at Kohl's in the fitting room.
Dave, I told you the story of when I went. So Joe Biden, the gated community behind my house, of which I'm right outside the gate.
Yeah.
Joe Biden was doing a fundraiser there when he was still vice president back in like 2015, 2016. And they had my whole street shut down when I was trying to get home. And I thought for a very brief moment, I was like, oh no, did they hear my nickname? Are they looking for the guy that lives on this street named Taliban? I
think of flying. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So we don't know that we dodged a bullet with the storm because they're still reports coming in on the damage, and I know that there is a tornado on the ground for at least a bit out in Chesterfield in the Clarkson Valley. We're just really hoping, commiserating in here, that the people in North City that were demolished and have tarps on their roofs didn't get hit again. And that's just, man, terrible. Just terrible. Want some fun facts?
Yes.
You will starve to death if you only eat wild rabbits, but you could probably survive eating pet bunnies. So it's not just rabbits, it's any lean meat. The problem is protein poisoning, and it happens when you eat too much protein without enough fat or carbohydrates, leaving your stomach full but your body malnourished.
Interesting.
So pet bunnies are fattier than wild ones. Which makes sense.
Yeah. Mm.
They're out there making their own way.
Yeah, they don't have to run around finding their own food.
Think Lucy could survive?
No. I mean, I love her to death, but she gets outside once in a while. She escapes, and then she's just like, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know what's going on.
They think that that's what they want.
Yeah, and then she's like,
Much like people.
Yeah.
I think you want to escape.
I always kind of think of it as like, think of your whole life as in just like four walls with a little ceiling right above, and suddenly, you can even touch it if somebody lifts you up to it, and then all of a sudden it's just vast
suddenly
infinity.
Suddenly you're in 4D.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mood ring and the Thighmaster were co-invented by the same man.
Whoa.
How about that?
Working some magic.
He also is independently wealthy because he's one of the primary heirs to the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. Oh. So he just did all that in his spare time.
Hmm.
Destiny's Child was originally called Girls Time, T-Y-M-E, and had six members.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there were six of them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Trick birthday candles that reignite after you blow them out, which I thought were the funniest things in the world when I was a kid, have been illegal in Canada since 1977.
Why?
They don't like pranks.
Man, I know I had prank candles once, and I feel like I didn't handle it well because I just didn't know what was going on. I'm going to have to ask.
Mad?
I feel like I was just like confused and upset. Like, why am I so stupid I can't blow out the candles?
Mm-hmm. A poll found that the most common high school experience is having a crush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think anyone makes it through high? I mean, other than like asexual people, but like, do you think anyone makes it through high school without having a crush on someone?
I didn't make it through kindergarten.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that seems, even like not having a crush until high school seems extremely like late bloomery.
Yep. Miley Cyrus has an amazing answer for why she doesn't have her own beauty brand. She says, quote, because I'm not a makeup artist. Good for her.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Straight up honest.
Well, and she's someone who is genuinely very, very talented and can make her money off of her talent. Yeah. And I do respect the fact that it's like, oh, I'm not going to just do a skincare line just for the sake of it.
Right.
How about that, though? Like, that's a Nepo baby, though, that's way more talented than their parent.
Way more. Way more. You want the top 10 greatest power ballads in rock history?
Oh, boy.
It's going to hurt you.
I know. I'm going to hate it.
Get ready, Hammer. Heaven by Bryan Adams.
Every high school dance.
Sister Christian.
Oh, God.
I'll do anything for love, but I won't do that by the Loaf.
That's the worst.
Mr. Loaf.
Dream On by Aerosmith.
Is that a ballad?
I don't think
That's pretty rocky.
That's a straight up rock
song. Yeah,
Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
Mm.
I Want to Know What Love Is by Foreigner.
I hate that song so
much. I do too.
It's the worst.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Is that a ballad? That feels kind of like a bop.
November Rain by Guns N' Roses.
Mm, overrated, but it's not as bad as the others.
Alone by Heart. I don't even know how that goes.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, you don't want to.
And number one, I'll co-sign this, Purple Rain by Prince.
Hmm.
I was not a Prince guy
at
all.
Is that a ballad? Yeah, it is.
I think so.
Okay.
I was not a Prince guy at all. And one day I downloaded a playlist and just played it. Damn. I don't like the hits that much.
No.
What a talented mofo.
I don't like a lot of Prince's songs, but they're also poppy-ish. But he could play the guitar, man.
Oh, yeah.
When you see him at any fundraisers or at the Super Bowl or whatever, dude, he can play the guitar.
You know, Wheels, how you're always saying that rich people don't have any cash. It's all, like, tied
well,
up.
The super rich.
Billionaire Mr. Beast had to borrow money from his mom for his upcoming wedding.
Oh.
Says, I personally have very little money because I reinvest everything.
Why didn't he just take out a loan against all his other assets instead of asking mom? It's almost like you're not a billionaire.
I feel like, unfortunately, that guy's going to be president someday.
Mr.
Oh my
Beast.
God. Could you? Yeah. I mean, like.
Yeah, your generation could be even dumber than mine.
Well, it's not me.
It's not our
Gen
generation.
Z and Gen Alpha.
It's like, the generation after ours.
They'll be like, yeah, Mr. Beast would make a great president.
Lunchleys for all.
It'll be that, or it'll be one of the stupid Paul brothers.
Oh my gosh. That's when I'm moving.
Yeah.
I've never in my life said that, but I will leave the country.
I don't even have to know their politics. I'm just out.
Same. I don't care. I just can't stand them.
Rach, what's the sports bra thing coming to St. Louis?
Okay, so the sports bra is a female sports bar that shows all women's sports.
Get out!
Yeah, it's a pretty cool concept. And they've chosen St. Louis as one of their markets they're going to expand to. So we can expect that in the coming months,
are
I think.
Are gentlemen welcome?
I think men are definitely welcome, but it's mostly, you know, it's a space for the gals. So,
nice.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of women just don't feel. I mean, sure. You go to a typical sports bar, they're not really playing women's sports.
True. Important question. We've recently lost out on something around here known as bikini night.
Yes.
Don't know what that is.
Which we still don't really know what it is. Dude, has anything like that been announced for the sports bra?
I don't think
it's banana hammock
so.
Night.
They might have a booters night, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, you're a fool if you don't open booters.
Hey, it's on my Google search already, so I'll just refresh the page and see what comes up.
So you had an idea like this?
I had an idea like this a couple of years ago, but it wasn't sports. I was like, they should just make a sports bar type thing for women where they just play Bravo shows all the time when you can go get something to eat. And it's like, okay, whatever Bravo show is on. I don't know. I would go. I think it would be fun.
Pretty good.
Yeah. But
should've
I mean, women's sports
Andy
is probably
Cohen.
A better idea.
That's pretty good.
That's like back in Windsor, Canada, which is right across from Detroit. We used to go to Don Cherry's sports bar.
Yeah.
Because at Don Cherry's, it was just an endless reel of hockey fights the whole time you're there.
Isn't he a maniac?
Don Cherry is a maniac, but his sports bar was really cool.
Oh, nice.
So what's your beef with Sodies?
Why are they so expensive?
No, he's right.
You talking E-Mart?
I'm talking about like where it used to be a better deal at the grocery store. Like
$10 for a 12-pack.
You buy the six-pack of...
That happened overnight.
Yeah, six-pack of 16.9-ounce bottles is now normal price. And again, I'm not picking the place that I was at today to pick on. I'm not going to name them because it's true every place I go.
Yeah.
It is $9.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were $5.99 like a day ago.
Yeah.
Well, I feel
it's what it felt like.
It's going to get worse because the aluminum tariffs, I think, go into effect today.
Oh, that's why I'm doing the plastic bottles. But that's like, it's no better. They just jack those up too. And it like, so today it was like, ooh, you get $1 off. It's only $8 for your six pack. Like, only eight? When they used to be like 3 for $12.
Mm-hmm. But they're like $3.60
at
E-Mart.
Yeah.
So
you always get ripped off. When you're buying the sink, you know, the Lucy's, when you're buying them in vending machines or at like a gas station, you're always going to get stupid ripped off. But like the place that you could always get the decent ones at a pretty good value was at the grocery store. And I'm like, $9. And it was fast.
Andrew, you're mad at the St. Louis Zoo and you didn't even know it was the St. Louis Zoo.
What?
Well, I saw a video on TikTok, and it was like we had a Pink Pony Club birthday party for our 56-year-old orangutan, and I'm like, this is so stupid. The orangutan is going to rip your face off. Then I saw it was our zoo, and I felt kind of bad. I was like, oh, whoops.
I like the Tang.
They make me nervous. All apes make me nervous.
They're always the smart one in science fiction.
Yeah.
Like,
they're always the scientist.
They're always,
the researchers.
They just can't quite.
Plus, they're pretty. That guy Clyde was a pretty good co-pilot for Clint Eastwood.
The ones with the big faces freak me out.
Right turn,
you,
Clyde.
You know what I'm talking?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big old cheeks.
At the risk of sounding extremely lame, can I ask a question? Why was it a Pink Pony Club birthday party? What does that mean?
They had a little pink cowboy hats and little pink vests and like a glamorous pink disco as denoted in the song
Is
Pink
this
Pony
because
Club.
The orangutan likes
in West
that?
Hollywood. I don't know. Perhaps the zookeeper likes it.
Yeah, I was going to say this.
One of the reasons I thought it was a little silly.
This sounds like the people that dress up their pets because the pets don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the LA guy over here.
Yeah.
Of course he knows about it.
It's a real place.
Mr. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
You got any booters out there?
I passed a few booters. I was like, haven't expanded to St. Louis yet, have you?
What kind of place would booters be?
Instead of like skimpy clothes, they wear like big cowboy boots. But like oversized novelty, way too big.
Yeah, like boots.
Yeah, like wading boots.
That's what I was thinking.
They're like clomping around. It's hard to walk.
See, I guess I got a dirty mind. I was thinking booty.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean,
that would be Boutiers.
You got another place?
That, well, it's spinoff.
Booters.
I like boots and booties.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.